Oh, Kyle feeling it today.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show.
It means no worries.
What is
for
this?
The rest of your
Why
day.
Are we playing this song here, Kyle?
This is like your theme song, basically.
My theme song? Not today. I'm worried about this offense. Kyle has no worry. He comes back from vacation. He's not worried about anything. Everything's great. It's flowers.
That's what
rainbows,
vacation's supposed to do for you.
Sunshine.
You're supposed to unplug and recharge.
What's wrong with
that? Wait, what? Unplug and recharge. Wait a minute. You're supposed to, like, unplug.
Well,
and
I don't
then,
know. Yeah.
Yeah. Recharge, right?
Yeah.
Recharge.
What's the over-under on days before Kyle starts
Tomorrow.
Getting grumpy and negative again?
All depends on how the night goes.
Yeah. You set the line always at half a day.
Okay.
Like 0.5.
Okay. So you right now you're still good, though.
You're not talking me off, or talking me onto the ledge, I guess, so to speak.
Okay, so my worry is not
you
working
can't bring
on
me down, TK. Not today.
Well, Kyle's in a good mood. I'm worried about the offense. You want to get in 215-592-9494. Unbelievable performance from Zach Wheeler on Sunday. Philly starting pitching's been great, but I'm more struggling to get behind this team because of the offensive struggles that they've had. Where are you? And now we are joined by Rhea Hughes, obviously part of the morning team here at WIP. What's up, Rhea?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. And Rhea's calling is brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed mattress technology to find your perfect mattress. Rhea, what happened to your finger this weekend? That's my first question.
So you saw it.
Why you got a split on your
my
finger?
My middle finger, Hugh. Hugh, it's the middle finger.
Wait a minute. What were you doing with your middle finger, Rhea? Or should I ask on the air?
I slammed it in my slider at the shore. And it was, we thought it was broken. I haven't gotten an x-ray yet, but I don't think it's broken, but it is black and blue. The nail, the tip, it's insanely painful to touch.
Wait a minute, Rhea. And that's on the same arm.
Same arm that I got chewed up at the Jurassic movie a week ago.
Saw the Jurassic movie. I finally saw it. It was okay.
It was. I think they were trying to repeat too much of the original. You know, you've got Scarlett Johansson. You got the other guy. You got the bad guy. We were all waiting. Everybody in the movie kept whispering, "When is the bad guy going to get eaten?" Because you know he's going to get eaten.
Yeah.
He's the bad guy, and everybody did clap. So I did kind of enjoy that. But, you know, they had the kids. I thought they were trying to pull. I didn't like the previous one. What was that, Dominion?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was.
I didn't like that. I like this one better than Dominion.
Yeah, that's the thing with these movies. It feels like they all try to do the exact same thing. It just gets a little repetitive.
Yeah, they made
a
lot of money
while.
This weekend, though. But yeah, it was
they're not hurting.
Yeah, it's that kind of movie. It's always going to do big numbers. But Rhea, obviously, Phillies over the weekend. They win 2-3. Unbelievable performance from Zach Wheeler. Just to start off, Rhea, just put it in perspective for us. Zach Wheeler, the kind of pitcher he is, where does he rank for you in terms of Phillies pitchers all time that you've seen?
Well, my favorite of all time is Steve Carlton. So I go back a little ways, and you know, he routinely, you know, finished games. I mean, this is what Zach's just first.
Yeah, something like
years?
That. Yeah, something. It was fourth or fifth somewhere around those numbers.
I think that's more a thing of Topper pulling him out when he shouldn't, like he shouldn't have in that Mets game last year. But it was, he's just much watch TV as a pitcher. I mean, it's beautiful. And I thought, for me, all time was always Carlton. And then obviously, you've got, Roy Halladay. The problem with Halladay is he wasn't here. I mean, he was a phenomenal pitcher, just wasn't here long enough. He had two of the greatest games I've ever seen, you know, especially the Reds playoff game, which was phenomenal. And I was lucky to be there for it. I mean, I still consider it one of the greatest performances I've ever gotten to see live. He just wasn't here long enough. But what Zach Wheeler has done, it's incredible to watch. It really is. So, kudos to him. And please don't retire in 2 years. Because here's the crazy thing, Tom. I'm going, all right, is he coming back out for the ninth? You know, I spent the entire, you know, bottom of the eighth. And he got eight pitches. That's all I needed. He was done. Game over.
Yeah.
So he still had tons left in the tank. It was pretty amazing.
No, it's insane, Ray. And like you said, the longevity is the thing to me that's so impressive about it. Because, yeah, Roy Halladay, Cliff Lee, they had unbelievable peaks here. Like Cliff Lee after the Phillies traded for him in 09. Roy Halladay in 2010 specifically with the perfect game, the no-hitter in the playoffs was incredible. But Wheeler, since the Phillies signed him at this point, what, 6 years ago? I mean, he's been the best pitcher in baseball. It's really crazy when you look at how long he's been able to do this for.
And he's been robbed of at least one Cy Young. Last year, you know, I know all of the metrics said it was Sale, but, you know, the hope is that he gets it this year. For me, it's really Carlton, Hamels, Wheeler. Wheeler moves up if they win. I mean, you know, Carlton and Hamels have championships. So, and they were, obviously, Hamels was a massive part of it. Wasn't he the MVP of the World Series?
Yeah, he was.
So, yeah. For right
that's
now, but
where
I mean,
I'm
you know, Zach is clearly just phenomenal. And listen, Sanchez has been phenomenal. Suarez, I'm a little worried about Suarez because the start before this weekend, I listened to most of the game on the radio with Scott Fransky and Kevin Stocker, and they kept saying that he looked uncomfortable in the mound and that his velocity was down. Well, no one ever said anything like after the game, but now all of a sudden they pull him out in the fifth inning. After 85 pitches. Now, he had a lot of pitches, but then it was his shoulder and his back are hurting. And I'm going, well, were they hurting in that game? Like, I've had some questions about how the Phillies have handled injuries this year, starting with Aaron Nola. I think that he either wasn't telling them, but they should have picked up on something that he was having issues. And the brace, you know, wrist thing is weird. So I don't think that they've managed their injuries very well this year.
Yeah, and Rhea, speaking of the Bryce thing, because that was one of the concerning things that you'd look at after this weekend. He obviously struggled again Saturday, 0-for-4, 4 Ks. Just doesn't seem to look right now. How worried are you about Bryce and his performance and his wrist?
Well, here's what I will say. In terms of his performance, he needs all the time. He needs 2 to 3 weeks to come back from an injury. You know, he doesn't do the rehab, games. And it's like he's got to retrain himself all over again. And I think there's a little something with maybe he's trying to baby that wrist if, in fact, it had plateaued and it wasn't getting any better. It's just, it's the weirdest injury. It's like, is it injured? Or, like, what is wrong with it unless it's just chronic at this point? So, but for me, he's always come back from injuries very slow, and then he goes on a heater. So I would say in like 2 or 3 weeks, here's the problem. 2 or 3 weeks, if he's not hitting, what do you do at the trade deadline? That's the fascinating part, is if he goes back to form and the wrist is okay and he starts going crazy, then you're like, okay, we might be okay offensive-wise, but if not, what do you do?
Yeah, and that's the real concern, Rhea. And when you look at this weekend, this is what we've been discussing a lot throughout the first hour plus of the show here, is, you know, the starting pitching, incredible. Wheeler, incredible on Sunday. Ranger had a great performance on Saturday despite only throwing around 80 pitches. But you look at the offense, and the struggles continue. They're 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position yesterday. 3-for-13 cost them the game on Friday. After this weekend, where do you fall? Are you more encouraged by the starting pitching or more discouraged by the offense?
I think that what the Phillies should do is when they get runners on base, they should put the invisibility cloak on them because they cannot hit with runners in scoring position.
It's a good idea.
It's like, it's insane. Because, you know, you're going, well, they're getting on base, but they just, you know, what was it? Was it Castellanos who swung at 3 straight pitches with either runners on the corner or where the bases loaded? The games were kind of running together this weekend, but it was also, I was off for 5 days. So, here's the thing is, this was 2011, the Phillies didn't score. You saw, you know, in the past previous playoff runs, they picked the worst possible. Tom, think we're going to know until the playoffs. They're either going to hit or they're not. I don't think there's any way to fix this unless they do go out and get a bat, and Harper's healthy. But we've just seen it too many times. So why should I expect you – literally, it's a hope that they don't go ice cold because I think they've spent plenty of time trying to fix it with the chase rate, with doing different things. I mean, look what Kyle Schwarber has changed himself into, a guy who hits left-handed pitching, you know, with relative ease. So it can be done. There's just players on this team who can't seem to do it.
You know what, Rhea? Speaking of that, because we're we don't know what Bryce Harper we're going to get moving forward. So,
Well, are we getting a guy who's going to move runners around?
Well, you know, Rhea, when I said it, I know it irritates a lot of people. But at this point, what's the realistic expectations of Bryce Harper?
You just got to hope that he can manage it. I mean, because his swing is violent. It is what it is. I mean, and you know, we talked about this morning. I always forget when we're looking at him that he's been playing the game for 14 years.
Yeah, a long time.
It's insane. Like, he's been playing a long time, and that wear and tear with that violent swing, you know, it seems to be catching up to him. And you hope, you know, the hope is that it starts to come back a little bit around the trade deadline. They really this time seriously go, because I think this might be their last chance with this. You know, obviously Schwarber's a free agent. What does Castellanos have, 1 year left after this, or is he done after this?
He's got one more year after this.
One more, but I think they'll move on from him this offseason. I think they'll trade him.
Yeah, and I mean, you can't move off of him right now, but after the season, I could see that.
No, you can't. No, you need right. him. No, you absolutely need him right now. You live with the defense, and you make your changes in late games.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And one more for you here, Rhea. I mean, you mentioned the deadline a couple times here, but where do you fall right now? What do you think is the bigger need, bullpen or a bat in the outfield?
I want both. I'm very greedy.
Ain't nothing wrong with being greedy.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you do. You need, but it's like, who's out there? I mean, they're, and what are you going to, they, bullpen, they, I mean, we all know it. You can rely on Orion Kirkland, and that's Strom. Every time he goes out there, he's given up a run. So, you know, you've got to get bullpen, and I just think you got to have a bat. I mean, you have to. Kempler, you know, Max Kepler, now I'm mixing up names. We had a caller this morning who was calling him Kempler. Like Otto Kemp and yeah. Max Kepler. Now I'm doing it. You know, he is what he is. So I think they got. I want both. I would like to see Crawford come up. I've been saying it all year long. I'd like to see what he has.
Yeah, I agree, Rhea. And I don't know what the holdup is with Crawford. I mean, we know what Brandon Marsh is. We know what Johan Rojas is. But it feels like they're not in a huge rush to do it, which is it's just weird. It's like the guy's crushing it at AAA. Why not just bring him up?
He really is, and I say it all the time, Hugh. You know, I said it. It's the family business. I don't think that he will be scarred by bringing him up. I'm sure his father has talked to him. Like, yeah, you may be brought up, you may be sent back down. That's the beginning of a. It's you know, I'm sure if I had a kid and they got called up to the majors and then they sent him down, I'd be freaking out. But you know, I'm sure his, you know, that those conversations have been had with him.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about his psyche as much.
Yeah, and I mean, they're going to need something now, feel for sure, whether it's internally or externally. Absolutely. But Rhea Hughes, Rhea, take care of that hand. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Yeah, and just calm down. Just sit down for a little while, Rhea. Don't get hurt anymore.
Don't do anything?
Yes, just sit there.
It's not my nature, Hugh. You know that.
Yeah, Rhea can't sit still. Are you
no,
kidding
not,
me?
At all, not at all.
All right, thanks, Rhea. Appreciate it.
See you guys. Bye.
And Rhea, real quick, she brought up Max Kepler. And I just gotta go off on Max Kepler.
Go for it. Yeah, the floor is yours.
This guy is a disgrace. Okay, I mean Max Kepler.
Disgrace.
He's a disgrace. I mean, for him to come out 2 weeks ago and complain about his playing. I can't get in a rhythm because I'm not playing.
Yeah, and they let him play.
Yeah, well, they sat him against lefties, which I'm glad Rob Thompson still did. But he comes up yesterday, right? Runners on the corners, nobody out. All you got to do is hit into a double play. It's a 1-1 game. Zach Wheeler's going to cruise. He's not going to give up another run. He strikes out on four pitches with two of the worst swings you'll ever see. Then the Phillies get nothing out of that inning. And I can't take this guy anymore. Like, to have the nerve, first of all, it's a bad teammate thing to do. Is it not, Hugh? I mean, you have Otto Kemper you're splitting time with. This kid just came up. Now, Max Kepler complains about he's not playing every day. What does that do to Otto Kemp's psyche when he's got the guy that he's sharing time with complaining about his playing time? Dude's hitting like 200. I mean, he has not produced. And here it's very simple for Max Kepler. If you hit and you produce, you'll play more. Why is that so hard? Why is that so hard for him to do?
That was a strong rant, by the way.
I'm not impressed. Done. I'm not done.
My bad. How about
Edmundo Sosa? Edmundo Sosa. The guy has produced for years here. If anybody's got a right to complain and say, I want more playing time, it's him. Bryson Stott's in front of him. Bryson Stott's not hitting either. Have we ever heard Sosa say anything? No, he's a good teammate. He plays when he's put in the lineup. He produces when he's put in the lineup. That's what you do. Stop complaining about your playing time. Play better and you'll play more. It's simple. Now I'm done.
Yo, okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
There's a lot to digest. I'm of the mindset when guys that haven't been in the locker room that long have that much to say, there's probably some talking going on. And he felt real comfortable, because to me, he felt real comfortable saying what he said. But when you do that, when the moment finds you, because we like to call it when the moment finds you in the game, you got to step up to the plate, and you haven't done that. You hit a home. You got robbed last week. That's the home run he got robbed of last week. He messed up my parlette in the first game, and then in the second game, he decided to hit one that I didn't bet on. You know, it's all about me.
It really does all come back to your bets. That's all you're cared about.
But the bottom line is this: if you're gonna bark and you're gonna chirp and say all of that, man, you got to step up to the plate. You got to be that guy. You got to be that guy that warrants the playing time and make it so that Topper doesn't have to pull you or is forced to keep you out there when you're playing.
Right. Like back in 2008, Jason Wirth was signed to be a platoon player with Jeff Jenkins that year. Jason Wirth hit a ton, so they couldn't keep him out of the lineup. And that's the thing. Like, if you're going to hit, you're going to play, but you got to produce. And Kyle, I'm trying to rile you up a little bit here. Can you at least get behind me with Kepler?
No, for sure. I mean, the fact that he felt as comfortable as he did to say what he said while he's hitting 211 is a joke. I mean, when I heard him say that initially, Joe and I were both on the just DFA his ass train. I mean, you're not like, how much are you losing without Max Kepler in the lineup right now? Like, the guy stinks. He got hot for like a week. That was it. Like, I don't want to hear that crap from first of all, he's played 80 games this season. It's not like he's really splitting time. He's played the majority of the games in the outfield.
Right.
And he still sucks. Get lost.
Yeah.
There's Kyle.
There he is. See, that was really what I wanted. Okay. Reverse psychology. Okay. I needed to go on a rant on a guy that I knew Kyle doesn't like to kind of get him back. Kyle, are you more discouraged by the offense now?
No.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Jack in Norristown. What's up, Jack?
Jack. Hey, how we doing, fellas?
How you doing, Jack?
I'm hanging in there, you.
All right, that's all you can do, man. How's the trash in your neighborhood, man? Is it starting to pile up? You good?
Norristown.
Oh, it's not the city.
No,
okay.
I live in Norristown.
Oh, my
man.
Bad. I forgot.
I actually live outside of Norristown.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
But not within the city limits either way, right, Jack?
Right. I'm
outside.
I should
ask the
Fishtown. 20 miles outside the city.
Right, I should ask the Fishtown.
Yeah. But I just want to say, Wheeler's a great pitcher. There's no doubt about it. It was great yesterday. And you guys make a big deal about a complete game. I just want to bring one thing up. When you guys go back in history, you never go past 1980. Robin Roberts had 305 complete games. So I got to give him his due.
Yeah, it's a different era now, Jack. It's a lot less common, but in some ways, isn't that more impressive?
I agree.
Yeah.
It is because of the way they do things now. A guy comes in, gets one out, they put a new pitcher in the next inning. But from the beginning of the season, we knew we had starting pitching. Our starting pitching is super. And you can win with starting pitching, certain, especially short series. You can win. But you got to have a little bit of hitting. And these guys, when one guy goes south, it seems like a lot of them. We got to get a bat, and we got to get a fireballer in the bullpen. I'd like to see us get Chapman, and I don't know who else for the hitter, but I'd love to see us get Chapman from Boston. He got a little gas left. And I think that's what we need. But this team, like that game yesterday, they're games we used to lose. But we pulled it out yesterday, last week, Ranger, we won a 2-1 game. We're winning them games, but it's still tough to do.
Yeah, I hear you, Jack, and appreciate the call. And
appreciate you, Jack, and appreciate you taking us past 1980, man. We got a point. That's why you respect your elders, man.
Yeah, you got to look back at the old days.
Yeah, you got to.
But you look at the offense, and I think the hope from a game like yesterday, because, again, the offense didn't come through in a lot of spots, but Bryson Stott hitting that home run, you hope that's a turning point for him, because Bryson Stott, Hugh, he has really struggled this year. He's been, especially of late, really not producing much at the plate. You hope when sometimes when a guy gets a hit like that, a two-run home run to win the game.
Yeah.
I mean, is that, as a pro athlete, I mean, when you were struggling, can one play kind of turn it around and get you some confidence?
Well, first of all, I didn't do too much struggling.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
No, except for when I went to Jacksonville. That was something totally different.
That was just an effort. That was more of an effort
No,
issue.
I'm just kidding. But no, to your point, it's one of those things where you just try to get something good going for you so you could kind of get the momentum going. And to your point, that's kind of what has been all year long. When you talk about him, you talk about Alec Bohm, another guy who, when he was hitting home runs in the small ballpark, we thought that was going to be a turning point. Unfortunately, it wasn't. But still, you just got to keep plugging away, man, until it finally break through. And the fact that this team, when you look at those guys, and I think about the last couple of years where there were times where Bohm and Stott were guys that carried this offense, maybe they're just waiting for the playoffs.
Well, I don't think they're waiting.
For the playoffs, maybe they'll get going in the playoffs.
Right.
I should say it like that. Yeah, maybe they'll get going in the playoffs.
And, you know, it all, I feel like, does with the lineup tie back to the Bryce thing. Because if Bryce is not going to be the guy who we're accustomed to seeing him be, the guy who's going to carry a lineup, the guy who's going to hit, you know, 30-plus home runs, then more responsibility is going to fall on those other guys. You know, it's going to fall on Bohm. It's going to fall on Stott. JT, if he can get going, and, I mean, he's obviously struggled this year. He's hit a little more lately, but that's the thing. Like, if you can rely less on Bryce, you're going to need to rely more on those other guys at the bottom of the order to produce more for
you. Yeah, until he figures out what he needs to figure out as far as his hitting is concerned, man. Yeah, everybody's going to have to pull their weight. And I think they are. But I think a lot of times with this team, for whatever reason, early on, they were moving runners. They were. But like I said, when you go through it for a while and you start to struggle, you kind of revert to what you know best. And that's when they start, you know, swinging at everything. And that's where they need to stop. They need to get back to get centered so they're where they were when they were playing small ball and moving runners over. That's what they need to start doing.
Yeah.
Because they know how to do it. We've seen it. We've seen guys change their approach, so they know how to do it. So it's not something that, you know, that you can't do. You just have to work your way back to it.
Yeah, and that's what the offense is going to need to figure out. They're going to need to figure out how to produce more with runners in scoring position and pick up that pitching, because you can't just always rely on your starters to be outstanding. I mean, the Phillies have had the luxury of that this year because the starting pitching has been so incredible. I mean, we'll get a little later on the All-Star selections here, but Zach Wheeler, you know, it's not just been him. It's been Christopher Sanchez. It's been Ranger Suarez. I mean, to have a rotation.
Ranger got tidy back now, though, don't he?
Yeah, Ranger, I think he's all right. They said 80 pitches. They just wanted to limit him. Mm-hmm. I'll take them at their word on that. Okay. I think Ranger will be fine.
Okay.
And if you got to back him off a little bit, I think that's okay. But Ranger, obviously, has been tremendous this year, as has Christopher Sanchez and Wheeler. 215-592-9494, if you want to get in. Are you more encouraged by the Philly starting pitching, or are you more concerned and discouraged by the lineup production and the offense this weekend? Some of the things we're talking about today. When we come back, more Phillies calls, and want to get to another loser in Philadelphia sports, or was in Philadelphia sports, what Bryce Huff, your favorite guy, Hugh, had to say about his time here in Philadelphia and why it didn't work out here. So we'll get to that coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.